This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, the drama of the Rate Bowl! The Gophers in overtime get a touchdown pass from Drake Lindsey to Jalen Smith on a ball that was heaved up toward the end zone. Smith makes a diving catch, and they are reviewing it right now, but I don't see any world where this could be overturned. It didn't look like he had any chance to catch the football and kind of jumps in front of the defender, then Superman dives out, is able to catch the ball, and then put it back into his right arm and control it all the way to the ground. There's no overturning this, I don't think. I don't see even the ball moving when it may touch the ground a little bit. So it looks like the Gophers are going to win in highly entertaining fashion in overtime. They had held New Mexico to a field goal and then throw a game-winning touchdown. And we'll let you know when that is official. And then in about a half an hour, we will hear from Daniel House of Gophers Guru, who is going to break down this game, what it means, what happened, and how the Gophers were able to get this victory. So very cool for them, going to the desert and getting a W. Now we're getting the official signal after review, and it's a touchdown. Game over, Gophers win.
Rate Bowl winning update.
Yes, there is your Rate Bowl winning update. So I want to talk about the Wolves last night, and when you get the Christmas Day billing in the NBA, I think it still means something, even if the NFL has said, no, come over to Netflix and watch America's sport of football, no matter how bad it is, or if you've never heard of several of the quarterbacks that are starting today, you know you're going to leave the NBA aside. But that late game was uncontested, and it was an absolute gem. If you were not able to stay up that late on Christmas Day, maybe you had a long day, and you went to bed, you missed the game of the year between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets. Jokic went for 50 on a triple-double. Anthony Edwards went for 40-plus. And at the end of regulation, Edwards hit a three that was as magical as you could draw it up. You know, when I think of playing basketball on Christmas Day, I tend to think of Kobe Bryant and all the times they would always have the Lakers. And it was a Kobe Bryant looking shot, a fadeaway from the corner, a guy in his face, and just nails it. And they go to OT, and I'm sitting there thinking about, all right, how many games do we get per year in the NBA that look like playoff games? mean, some of the national TV games, some of the, you know, what used to be TNT, you know, you get the ESPN games. Now they've got them over on Peacock and Amazon, and they're kind of spread all over the place. It's rare that you still get that game that everybody's watching, but this was the one, and it had that playoff feel. And I think it's very hard to judge how good your team actually is when half of the league is tanking for draft picks and half of the league's stars are sitting out whatever games for load management and so forth. How many real times per year do you tune in to watch the Minnesota Timberwolves? And this is an NBA problem, but you know, follow me along here. And you feel like this was a true test. They had the game against Oklahoma City not too long ago. True test, true game. You know they're fighting as hard as they could fight. You know the other team's got most of their players. Playoff atmosphere. Let's go. Right? That's what last night was. And in overtime, the two teams are going back and forth. They're throwing haymakers. Wolves get a little bit ahead. Nuggets come back. These great players on their side. Jokic is Serbian Magic Johnson is what it's like watching him. He doesn't just put up these numbers in garbage games. He does it against the Wolves, where he gets a triple-double almost every single game. He's dominating. He's taking over. He's hitting everything. He's a brilliant passer. He's, you know, so gigantic. He's hard to stop. And so he's doing his thing. He's flopping as he does as well. And there was a call late in the game that was problematic. But Edwards scores, and Jokic gets the ball and is ready to pass it in. And for some reason, Anthony Edwards throws a hand out to knock the ball out of his hands. I cannot imagine why you would do this. And it's called a technical foul. And then the Nuggets hit the free throws. And then there's a flop by Jokic, who was knocked down by 200-pound Dante DiVincenzo, who had jumped straight up in the air, and Jokic ran into him and then fell down like he had run into an elephant. And they call foul, of course. And we did not see on the broadcast exactly what Anthony Edwards said or did to the referee. And then after the game, apparently he didn't talk and he was just ejected. And then we see Anthony Edwards just walking out of the game, and the Nuggets shoot more free throws, more technical free throws. They end up winning the game. And you don't want to make too much out of one game, even if it is the rare instance that you get a playoff atmosphere. And you don't want to try to make any conclusion about what the Timberwolves will be in June or May when we finally get to the games that matter in the NBA in the postseason. But I did think, watching that, is this the reason that they can't get that one more series victory? And I know that's not fair. And Anthony Edwards is as great of a superstar as exists in the NBA. He is incredibly entertaining. And the thing I love about Anthony Edwards is that he plays every night. That he's not taking load management games. He'll get injured from time to time, but he comes back and he plays through injuries, and he was dealing with a shoulder thing clearly during this game and keeps playing. And every night, if you buy a ticket to go see the Minnesota Timberwolves, you have a pretty good idea that you're going to see one of the 10 best players in the entire NBA. But Edwards seems to have these lapses, these moments of, do you call it immaturity or just what were you thinking there? Probably what were you thinking there? Because I don't want to make it sound like immature as a person or whatever, but just like what were you thinking there moments for Anthony Edwards? And that was one of them. And the difference between competing for a championship and not can be the what were you thinking there moment. Why are you trying to knock the ball out of Jokic's hands? What are you doing? I don't even know if I've ever seen that been called a technical or anybody even do it. The game is close. You score. You could get it back. Teams score in bunches quick. you've got a chance to still win the game and you give them a free point for nothing and then get yourself thrown out of the game? Like, what are we doing here?
So I think when you have that happen, I don't know if you necessarily call it technical for it. I know they will at the very least call a delay of game penalty.
Yeah, but when he reached out and the ball was already in Jokic's hands, I've seen it where somebody like knocks the ball away from someone, like it's bouncing and they just like get a delay of game.
If you knock it out of someone's hands, that's also a delay of game.
Yeah, right.
And so the question is, if that was the second delay of game that the Wolves had, because if you have a second delay of game penalty, then that's a technical free throw on the other side. So I don't know whether that was the second one of the night for the team. But if it was, then that's the issue that happened.
And they're also well within their rights to call a technical for general petulance, which I think that that was as well. But you're right. If they call, they'll give a warning. And then if they call it again, then they can give a technical. But why are we even talking about this? Like, run back the other way and play defense and go win the game. And you know, I saw after a lot of people celebrating the game, it was super fun. It was really exciting. And I had a great time. It was a heck of a way to end my evening after I had been at U.S. Bank Stadium covering the Vikings game and then come home and get to watch that as I was wrapping up my work. It's like, this is great. I mean, after a lot of bad football throughout the day, a gem of a basketball game. And I really thought that Edwards just lapse moment of not thinking there. And then he's still in the game and there's a chance they could still win. Because these NBA teams can score, you know, 6 points in an eye blink or 8 points in an eye blink with someone like Anthony Edwards. And then he gets thrown out for going after the referee on a foul that was not going to end the game. It was not a foul that was going to put the final nail in the coffin. And then he gets thrown out. And like, you just ruined any chance at final drama and excitement of this game.
So this is... there's really one thing above everything else that I hope Anthony Edwards can tamp down, and that's the complaining to the referees.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this is, number one, if you have just watched Anthony Edwards for the first time last night, you could see it was ramping up to this because of the gestures and the yelling that he had had toward refs for not getting certain plays called as a foul. It was ramping up to this. If you've followed Anthony Edwards throughout his career, this is a pattern. And I think it's a bad pattern. And the one thing that I will say bad about Karl Anthony Towns, I think I don't think he necessarily learned this from Karl Anthony Towns. I think Towns exacerbated.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Because he was the worst about it. Yeah.
He used to do this all the time, and it drove and again, I'm an outsider. I haven't been a Wolves fan since day one or, you know, for 20, 30 years. I know people that have been, and they were always saying, why does Karl Anthony Towns whine so much about getting calls from the ref? Just play basketball. And I think that if you don't learn it from someone. If you see your star player at the time continually do it, you're going to grow into that habit. And so there had been some questionable plays that had not been called. There had been some fouls that maybe they should have been. But the ultimate thing, I think, even beyond Anthony Edwards, I think it was just a bad ending to the game for him. But the Wolves were starting to collapse before that. They had the first, I believe, 6 to 8 points of overtime, and Denver just came back and just bull rushed them, and so the collapse was just completed when Anthony Edwards went out. But it was going on before he got that either delay of game or technical, and then got tossed.
Well, the moments for him of doing stuff that is inadvisable, and that can go for even sometimes where he will just take a shot. And I like a lot of bad shots that Anthony Edwards takes, but there are some that are so bad and he will get into a pattern of that within a game that's when you'll find them giving up a run to the other team, or it feels like he wants to take over the game by himself.
And it's not just that. And sorry to interrupt. First of all, it was a 9-0 run to start overtime.
Oh,
9-0. They're up 9 points to start overtime and then collapse from there. The other thing is, I think this is a team-wide thing. You talk about Anthony Edwards taking bad three-point shots. Mm-hmm. I think the team has just gotten it in their heads. And I was talking about this last week with Lake. They jack up too many threes, and they jack them up in too many bad situations. They're not in rhythm. They're not in a decent position. They're contested. It just doesn't – it's not a good flow. They're not in a good flow when they take a lot of these shots, and I think that cost them not against the Knicks. I believe I think they beat the Knicks. They beat the Bucks. I know it cost them a game last week. But they just kept throwing up three-pointers, and to your point, the other team went on a run, and Minnesota just snowballed, and they lost the game, a game which they shouldn't lose. I think it was to the Kings. But that's happened too many times over the last couple of seasons, three seasons.
It feels like when they get into these games against some of the teams that are at the very, very top, like there's that ever so slight amount that is missing. And to me, Edwards is a part of that with the times like what he did last night. And even some of the other stuff, like some of the post-game stuff and some of the ways that he will talk about things. And I like his personality a lot. I like guys with personality. But some of the stuff when you're talking about the referees, like you bring it on yourself. If you go after the referees all the time, as you mentioned, then they're well within their rights to throw you out of a game if they feel like it when you've said too much. And normally they're not throwing stars out of games, but they will certainly do it if you've been riding them for three straight hours and then, you know, committing another technical right after that. Like, I think that it's only human nature if someone's been abusing you for an entire game that when you get your opportunity, you're going to hit that tee. So I fully agree with you. I felt the same way about Karl Anthony Towns. But with Edwards, he is the type of player that can take a team that's pretty good, which I think the Wolves are, and that I don't need to see make some huge, gigantic move. I don't need to see them trade Julius Randle. I don't think that they're that far away.
They beat Oklahoma City last week.
Yeah. Like, that's what I mean. Like, I don't think they're that far away.
Oklahoma City.
Right.
And so, you know, they've lost to Denver three times this season, but before this season, for about a 10 game stretch, they won about eight or nine out of those 10 games against Denver. You know, they can beat good teams. But and this was Lake's point. He says they're playing down to their competition. So the bad teams, they play down to the bad teams. To the good teams, they can play up for the good teams, but they're not consistent in playing up and good solid basketball all the time. I just think they've fallen a little bit too much in love with the three-pointer. And I said this last week. I love the three-point shot. Love it. But when you go full bore with the three, you're going to get inconsistent play because you're not going to shoot 50%, 60%, 40% from three every game. You're just not.
We'll take a quick break. Coming up in a few minutes, 7:35, we will have Daniel House of Gopher Guru to break down the Gophers' win against New Mexico in their bowl game. And a little more NFL talk coming up as well. And I want to try to put Harrison Smith's legacy into context after a beautiful game for him last night. Matthew Collar in for Henry Lake.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I think my biggest problem with what Anthony Edwards did last night was that their recent run of games has just had so much juice. It's had so much energy. They beat Oklahoma City, and then they beat Milwaukee. Both are great games. Rudy Gobert against Milwaukee, great game, 18 rebounds. Then they beat the Knicks. So that's three straight games that matter and have energy. And I know Milwaukee did not have Giannis, right? He didn't have Giannis in that game.
Nope.
So it's a little less, but still Milwaukee. Anything with Wisconsin, we don't like that. And that was a good game, 103 to 100. And then they beat Karl Anthony Towns Knicks. And these games are at home. And it's great crowds, and it's, all right, like, here, turn in the corner. Because, you know, at the beginning of the season, as long as they don't melt into Lake Minnetonka, it's like, whatever, just stay alive and, get the season rolling, and then we'll start paying attention around Christmas. That's how every NBA team works, right? And so leading into Christmas, you've got these three great games coming off kind of a bad loss against Memphis, but you've got these three great games. And last night, the way it's going, and early in overtime, they're taking the lead, and then Denver's coming back, but that's great. It's great basketball, and you're seeing maybe the greatest player of a certain generation. Like, LeBron is the greatest of a generation, but he's spanned for so long that Jokic has been the greatest player of the last 8 to 10 years in the NBA. And playing like an MVP, playing against your guy who wants to be an MVP. And it was just so disappointing at the end. Okay, if you lose, you lose. And then we go, all right, well, what a game. And let's do it again in May. And this was awesome. And the Nuggets have really become a rival for the Wolves. This is an ancillary thing that happens when you're relevant, is that you create these rivalries with other relevant teams and other relevant players, where every time you get to face them, you're like, all right, let's fight. Let's go. You know, you get the marquee, Jokic versus Edwards, and he gets thrown out of the game. Like, geez, come on, man. So it was frustrating. And you hope that whatever it is, that's sort of the small, tiny, tiny, tiny little gap between Edwards and some of the other guys that are getting rings, is closed. And it didn't feel like that in that moment, even though he had a brilliant game and made an incredible shot at the end. And here's the other point about why that was so disappointing. The upcoming games for the Minnesota Timberwolves are home versus Brooklyn. Okay. Then on the road at Chicago. Okay. Atlanta. Okay. Miami. And then at Washington. Like, those are your upcoming games. the next game that you could care about really at all is Cleveland at home. You got San Antonio. That's going to be a good one. I assume Wemby's going to play at that point. I don't know what his status is with the calf injury. But January 11th, like that's the next. So we're like weeks away from having another game that you feel like has that energy. And at the end, it's just, come on, Ant. Come on.
See, here's where I'll disagree with you on this real quick. Yes, you want to have the top matchups as much as you possibly can. But if you don't have energy, if you don't get up for these games against the bad teams and you lose, you know, you basically broke off a five-game stretch, if you lose two or three of those games, those will haunt you at the end of the season. So whether the crowds are energized for those games coming in or not, the team has to be energized to try to take care of business, because there were spots last year where you're thinking, wow, this team is not, even though they got to the Western Conference Finals, this team isn't the number two seed that we saw a couple of seasons ago. And some of those games that they lost during the season to those lesser teams kept them from being a two seed, kept them from maybe having an easier path. Again, even though they got to the conference finals, you don't want to play around with December games, because they can come back to bite you in April.
So I was talking about a little more just for me. I was not for the team, because you're absolutely right. Like, they need to focus and they need to beat Brooklyn. The next 5-6 games, even Cleveland is not a great team. So let's even throw them in. They're a 500 team. The next six games are against either tanking teams or 500 teams. That's my point.
I wouldn't discount Cleveland. Because they still have the same. Something's wrong with Cleveland right now. But remember, that was the top seed in the East last year, and they basically have their entire roster back. So they have the talent to be a top team again. They're just going through some sort of doldrums right now.
So that's six mediocre games in a row after those ones with great energy. Just wanted to see them finish that one, at least in entertaining fashion, rather than watching Anthony Edwards get escorted out. Daniel House coming up next. The Gophers, a dramatic bull victory. We will break it down with the Gophers guru himself when we return. Matthew Collar in for Henry Lake.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What can you say? Sky Uma, the Minnesota Gophers win the Rate Bowl. And it was very entertaining, exciting, tense in overtime. A brilliant touchdown catch to win it. And from GophersGuru.com, we bring in Daniel House. House! How about that ending, my friend? What a game. It was ugly. It was in bowl fashion. It was not beautifully played. They will not win a beauty contest for it, but the Gophers come away with another bowl win. What was your reaction, Daniel?
This is why we love bowl season, man. These are the kind of games that we're sitting there watching every night because we like the exciting endings and the oddities of the bowl game. And, you know, you get that kickoff return touchdown, and it felt like it totally turned the tide of the game, but both teams just going back and forth and trying to figure things out as the game went on. But Jalen Smith was a huge performance. I mean, gosh, just outstanding play at the end of the game, diving catch and setting up that route and throw over the top to get him in position for the diving catch. Just an impressive game from him.
So do you think that New Mexico is better than we think, or did the Gophers play down to their competition in this one?
I think New Mexico's defense is very strong. Spence Nowinski is a good DC who mixes things up, and I knew it was going to create some challenges for Minnesota, you know, especially since they were shorthanded at receiver. They had only five receivers for this game. So I knew there would probably be some challenges based on their style of play, but offensively, I mean, New Mexico struggled with quarterback play throughout the year. And, you know, you knew it was going to be one of these games. It was quarterback run, trying to stay disciplined against that type of stuff. And I thought they were able to do that, you know, for the most part and stand strong. It was just that special teams play kind of made the game funky. I knew this was probably going to be a low-scoring type of game because there's so much variance in these bowl games. But defensively, number one, Keyshawn James Newbie, that's going to be a guy you're going to be putting in your draft sims like in round seven, caller.
Yeah, I think so. Now, when it came to Drake Lindsey's performance, thought that the biggest key was not giving the football away, but it wasn't pretty. It was pretty gnarly at times where there were some throws that you just wondered, is Drake been throwing the ball since the regular season ended? And then it comes up with a clutch play at the end to wrap up what I thought was a really good season. But are you giving the Lobos kind of the credit there, or did you feel like Drake Lindsey struggled to get in a rhythm outside of some really spectacular throws, including the touchdown early and the touchdown at the end?
I thought he worked through it after the first half. You know, they were doing a lot of stuff with rolling zones and trying to get him to, you know, make mistakes into changing pictures. Like, New Mexico got their hands on the football a couple of times, you know, early on in the game. But I thought as progressed, started to do some things to get him in a rhythm. You know, they were able to, you know, throw. They were playing a lot of single high, so they were, you know, running a lot of like speed cuts, and they were able to get Drake a couple of, you know, easy access throws there. And I thought running the ball, Darius Taylor had that big broken tackle in the backfield there, and that gave him a spark. They found something in the run game. But I think that's kind of been the story for Drake this year. Like, when he's had some rougher patches at the beginning of the game, he's found a way at the end to kind of put it together and work through it. And that happened again today. Like, you think about the Michigan State game, you know, he had the boot, naked boot at the end to get to the pylon to win. He had that huge scramble in the Purdue game. And then today, you know, those two huge throws in the end zone that were critical. So I think it speaks to, like, trying to learn versus different types of defenses. And New Mexico presented some different challenges for him today.
And also, a P.J. Fleck is just never going to figure out fourth and one. There's no reason to do anything other than just have Drake Lindsey QB sneak. So I thought that hurt them early on because they kind of killed a drive with a fumble on a botched, I don't know what that was, like a trick-ish play where it's supposed to go back to the running back and he's supposed to throw it or something. Like, just QB sneak. It'll be fine. Let's talk about Drake Lindsey's full season, though, because I think this was one of the better quarterback seasons that we've seen. Brosmer clearly last year as a Gopher, not necessarily a Viking yesterday, but as a Gopher, was very, yeah, very good. And Lindsey being the age that he is, it feels like this and winning a bowl game like this for him is just more momentum that he can build on here with this program.
Yeah, there's a lot to build on. I thought as the season progressed, you know, you look at the month of November, he didn't throw an interception. Today, he didn't throw an interception. So, you know, there's some hands on the ball today in some situations. But, like, for the most part, it's been good decision-making, being able to see the field and get through the progression, get to the, you know, check down, which I think is something that Minnesota will take a lot, trying to get the ball to Darius Taylor in space and just get 5 yards. You know, I think he's showing the ability to kind of handle – different looks throughout the course of the season. I thought he saw a lot of different defensive styles. You know, the game that gave him a lot of trouble was the Iowa game because they got so far behind and then he was climbing. And then you think about the Michigan State game, you know, it didn't go well in the first half, but kind of kept chipping away and it never ate away at his confidence. He kind of kept going as the season went on and was able to rally and have success at the end of the season. So I thought for first season to not have an interception in November when, you know, you think about even the conditions of the Wisconsin game, there's bad weather for that matchup. Like, he did a good job of decision-making and protecting the ball. Now it's all about getting him some receivers, I think, in the transfer portal here.
Yeah, absolutely. We could throw in a few bucks into the pot. Like, get some receivers who can make some plays on the ball, House. Get a few more subscriptions to Purple Insider and GophersGuru.com so we can help. Because he does need some assistance there. The best player on the football field, though, today, I thought was Anthony Smith. And the broadcast was talking about it a little bit, that he could decide to go into the NFL and maybe potentially be, well, you'll have to tell me, but like a top 100-ish type of draft pick, or could decide to come back. What did you think of the way he dominated this game and the decision that's going to be facing their defensive star here going forward?
Yeah, he actually just accepted the trophy and announced he's coming back to Minnesota.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He will be back.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Great reporting, House.
So that is something that they will be building around, this Anthony Smith. And I think that what the big goal has to be this offseason now is, like, getting a defensive line that allows him to not have to play as high a snap shares. I think as the season progressed, I thought he was at his best when his snap shares were, you know, stable and he was able to stay fresh. As the season went on, when those snap counts went up, I thought, you know, his play wasn't as dominant. But today, look at all the rest he had, and he looked fresh. He was dominant. He was, you know, just making a ton of plays with a ton of different moves and good against the run. You said it. I mean, he was the best player on the field in the game. So he's the guy they have to build around and then try to figure out how you – put together a defense that, you know, basically builds around his strengths.
No, he had a completely dominating game, and it's the size and quickness combination. The Lobos had no chance there. And I think if he does have another really strong year, that he could continue to put himself on that map, because he looked to me like there's not too many players on the field today that I would say, oh, yeah, that guy looks like he'll be playing on Sundays. But I definitely think that for Anthony Smith. I was talking a little bit earlier, Daniel, about just how I feel like PJ Fleck has done a good job of navigating how the world has changed. It was reasonable to wonder, is this program going to get buried when the Pac-12 teams come over here? Is this program going to get buried when they don't have the same type of money to spend on players that some other programs do? What do you make of the way that Fleck has worked his way through that to get to the point where I'm not crowning him for this season. It was okay, but it was certainly not a bad season for PJ Fleck. And I think the outlook is very good going forward. How has he worked his way through that?
I think it's still an ongoing challenge, you know, because you're trying to retain players and you're trying to figure out who's going to be here. And the transfer portal opens on January 2nd. So you're perusing the market to try to figure out, you know, which players you can add and which players make sense to give you the best chance to build a, you know, balanced team. And I think that's going to be the challenge moving forward for a lot of these schools like Minnesota. You know, they're going to have to figure out, how do you distribute the money? What's the best allotment for each position group? And what works for your school might not work for somebody else. It's based on your style. And I think PJ has made it very clear, like, how he wants to play football, the type of players that he's looking for, using four-year recruiting, kind of like the NFL draft, in a sense that you want to develop from within and then fill in gaps through the transfer portal. And I think every school along with PJ is going to have to be, continue to be adaptive, because it's changing every single day. There's something new. I mean, you see it. There's tons of, you know, rule changes and, you know, guys getting offers from other places all the time. So you're just trying to continue to be adaptive.
Do you feel like it matters? Because I do, but I don't know if this is a common take, that they win every one of these bowl games. And I know, like, you know how random it could be. If you fumble or miss a field goal or something, you could lose one. But every single year, PJ Fleck can say, we're going to be on national TV somewhere, and we're going to have a program that's going to give it everything it's got. I know it's New Mexico, and again, I'm not saying this is a national championship or something, but I think that all those kind of little crevices with PJ matter, including this.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, everything that you can sell to recruits is a win, especially when there's other people, you know, coming in with offers and you're competing against other schools. You know, I think the big draw right now is, you know, having Max Brosmer go to the NFL after one season and having success. And then Drake Lindsey also, you know, showing the flashes in the first year of what he can be. Think about another year of development. You should be able to sell some playmakers to come in here and want to play with him. So I think that's a big selling point for Minnesota this offseason, is having Drake. And then now you're saying, hey, you gotta figure out, you know, how do you put all the puzzle pieces together with Drake on offense and Anthony on defense. It feels like they're going to be kind of the two core players they have to, you know, build around for the future, for next season at least.
Okay, let me close on this. I am going to admit to you that I have not watched a men's basketball Gophers game yet so far this year. What are we looking at? Because it hasn't been too pretty in recent years. Are we looking at a step forward here for the program or what?
I think it's going to be an interesting season because Nico Medved, you know, he's come in here with a style of offense that, you know, it's all about passing and cutting, offensive movement. You know, he's had a lot of different influences in his career. Dana Altman, Brad Underwood, and John Beilein, and he's got some FIBA influence in his style. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch how he kind of adapts to the players he has. They're undersized, but, you know, they're going to play with good movement on offense and shot selection, which I think will help their defense. I mean, they're kind of building their program up in the first year here, but there should be some nights where they're quite competitive and provide entertainment. I think people should watch the offensive style they have, because it's pretty unique and they play pretty connected.
I don't need victories right now from Nico. I just need fun. At least you sold me on giving it a look. And I know that you'll be I know you'll be breaking it down hardcore. GophersGuru.com. Daniel House does a tremendous job writing over there. And I really appreciate, you know, the short notice. And when it went to overtime, I was like, are we going to have the game be over by the time House is coming on? Like classic college football. But I appreciate you jumping on with me today, man. Hope you had a happy holidays, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hope you had a great holidays. Thanks for having me.
For sure. GophersGuru.com. Make sure you go check that out. And it sort of reminds me of the Larry David and Happy New Year. Like, do you have to move on from Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, etc., to like right after, like the day after Christmas, or like how many days do you give it after the holiday is over? Like, then we get to New Year. So I guess you can run that all the way up till New Year's, I think, New Year's Day, or maybe New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, I think you have to start with Happy New Year. Or does it have to be the New Year? I don't know. I don't talk to enough people in public to figure that out. Let's take a quick break, and we will come back next hour. I want to dive into the Vikings quarterback future And I have some bad news for everybody. We'll get to that in a moment. Matthew Collar in for Henry Lake. I gave out my most unique Christmas gift I have ever given to my wife this year. And that was curling lessons. Jonathan, do you know why I gave curling lessons to my wife who used to work here at WCCO?
I do not know why you gave curling lessons to your wife, no.
Here's why. Because in the upcoming Winter Olympics, she will be broadcasting curling.
And you did explain this to me. Yes.
And
to
thought,
a bunch of us.
Yes, I do brag to everyone that I know about this, but it's going to be really cool. She has not ever curled before and is generally afraid of ice. She grew up in Los Angeles, and even like the Minnesota natives are not friends with ice. And be careful tonight for freezing rain, by the way, that was in our weather report. So I thought, what better way to help her get acquainted with curling? She's doing her research and she's watching and everything else, but what would be better than getting her lessons? So we went out to the Chaska curling club, and some gentlemen who do curling and know all the ins and outs of it, they taught us how. We formed into little teams. And let me tell you, two things, two takeaways. Number one, it's hard as hell. It is really hard to get that giant rock to slide as far as you want it to, because the times that I did it, I was either way too light on it, because you don't throw it. You let your own body momentum when you push off sort of take over. So you're looking to push off the right amount and then sort of let go. And you kind of have to spin it a little bit so it curls, right? Yeah, it curls. And I just kept throwing heaters. I kept throwing fastballs that were just flying right by it. My poor sweepers, they weren't able to sweep. They were just watching it go. Sloan was better at it than me. She had a couple of good shots. But also fell on the ice a couple of times as well. Not any injuries. Luckily, that would have been a bad Christmas present had it gotten her wounded. But we learned a lot about the sport of curling, and it was great. And I think that if you have never done it before, and maybe you've seen it, and you think, like, what are these goofballs doing on TV with this circle bullseye and these big giant rocks? Like, give it a shot. It's really fun. I mean, you could see how you could go with your family to one of these places and rent a little bit of ice and then play for a couple hours and everybody has a good time, have a little party or something. So I would suggest it to just about anyone. It's a great sport. There it is. Yeah. Also, this segment was another way of me bragging about my wife. But that was the most unique Christmas gift. I also have a struggle when it comes to Christmas of actually getting to December 25th. Well, this we had to schedule, right? So we had to do it before Christmas. But I have this problem. If the gift arrives on the porch, I want to give it to her like right away. So usually most gifts are not delivered on the 25th. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Let's talk quarterbacks for the Vikings when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.